Promises, promises. This is this time of the week where we look at things that were promised and things that were meant to be done. And this one has a particular historical significance because it was on this day, the 17th of June in 1992, one of the most brutal moments in the violence that preceded South Africa becoming a democracy. Out in Boipatong in the Vaal area, a total of 46 people, including women and children, were killed. People were assaulted and butchered in their homes by armed hostel dwellers in the middle of the night. It really was a very, very difficult and terrible time in our country. And it, in fact, led to the suspension of the talks going on at CODESA and put the South African Democratic Project into massive, massive jeopardy. So fast forward to now. A monument was built at Boipatong, the Boipatong Monument and Youth Centre in Vanderbijl Park. And questions have been asked as to why it is still not fully operational, despite the fact that it was completed in November 2015. Questions have been asked about the quality of workmanship. There have been sewer blockages, broken windows, and the contractor, in fact, according to a statement put out by the Democratic Alliance, the contractor has seized 45 computers from this facility because they had not been paid for the services rendered. The cleaners have also not been paid, according to the statement, for 9 months. So to find out what the situation is out at the monument, we're joined now by Lebogang More. Good afternoon to you and thanks very much for your time.
Hi, afternoon, John, and all the listeners.
What is the key problem at the youth centre?
There are many problems, John, in that center, you know. We've done an oversight visit in that facility and we picked up that, you know, the building itself is actually not even suitable to be used because of the structural defects that are there. You find the gutters that are hanging, the air conditioners that are not working at all. And in actual fact, when we were there, the officials of the department were so embarrassed because we were supposed to hold a meeting there. They decided to divert us to another municipal building. So it's sad, it's embarrassing, and also it's something that should not happen.
So this,
especially when we speak about issues of commemoration, you know?
Yeah. So this issue, Mr. More, you are the DA Shadow MEC for Sports and Culture and Arts. This issue's been a problem for quite a while now. What undertakings have been given that this would be put right? And when were those undertakings given?
Well, if you remember, the Premier of Gauteng quickly rushed to go and officially open the facility just before the local government elections of 2016, a few months before. He went there because he was under pressure. He realized that, you know what, they had made a promise to the people of Boipatong and the facility had been lying there unutilized. What we have done was to also engage the Premier to say the buck stops with you. It is your government that decided to set up a monument.
Yes.
Which is supposed to be operational. So please tell us, Premier, what should happen going forward, because it is your administration that should be responsible. We have not yet received responses. And what is stressful is that every financial year, the Department of Sport, Art, Culture and Recreation transfers operational grant money to the Sibiden district.
Right. What sort of amounts are involved?
From the records that we have in the financial year of 2018 and 2019, they have transferred 2.3 million to the district municipality to ensure that the facility is operational. In the 2019-2020, they have transferred 2.5 million. So what happens to this money, we don't know. And both the department and the CDM must account, because that money is supposed to ensure that the facility is operational. The residents are enjoying the benefits of that facility. It should attract tourism, because
yes,
when you build monuments, you should be able to ensure that, you know, you drive tourists to go and see a facility. So nothing is happening there.
What is supposed to go on there, Mr. More? Are there youth activities? Tell us, if it was working properly, what that would look like.
Well, it was supposed to be a commemoration, a precinct. If you remember what happened on the 17th of June, 1992, many people died. There were photos that were taken. We were supposed to have an exhibition center there. You are also supposed to have a youth recreational facility so that young people in that area are able to, you know, enjoy the utilization of the facilities. Those in the space of arts and culture as well. There's supposed to be youth events in that space. There's supposed to be recreational activities in that facility. But with the way the facility is, it cannot be used. I mean, as I speak to you now, there are even bullet holes inside that building.
Yes.
One of the contractors that was there, who was not paid, went there forcefully and took away computers that were there because he was not paid. The department has not even opened a South African police case.
Thank you very much, Lebogang More, DA Shara MEC for Sports in Gauteng. So I'd like to know, if you live out at Boipatong, perhaps it's a place that you visit. I've not spent a lot of time at the monument, but have passed it on a couple of occasions and viewed it really at a distance. I've never really looked around the facility to see what's meant to happen there and get a sense of its potential. But if you live in that area, as we mark this anniversary of the Boipatong massacre back in 1992, a broader sense as well, if you live in that community, of what the problems are in your community and whether you feel they've been addressed over the years, call us 011-883-0702.